Hey there, welcome. Great to be with you on Connoisseur's Corner. This is Jordan Rich. My guest today is my good friend Matt Robinson. He writes his columns on his own website, Matt's Meals, MATTS-meals.com. Writes about everything to has to do with food. And here's a place that I love. I've been there on more than one occasion, Casey's Diner. They've got a terrific pedigree.
Yeah, I mean, it just as you know, I'm a big diner fan. And while I like sometimes the more upscale places like the deluxe diners, there's nothing like that family feel of the little roadside eatery. And that's what I love so much about Casey's Diner. It's been family owned and operated for almost 100 years. It has a hand-placed letterboard menu that still actually has Sanka on it, even though most people don't know what that is. I don't even think it's really available.
But I wonder if they have tab.
You know, they have a cigarette machine in the corner to show you how the place hasn't changed. There, you know, it's a Worcester-built train car, and it has 10 seats and a wooden counter, a little covered takeout window on the side, and they're famous for their steam dogs and burgers, and they have amazing pies and pastries from Well Fed Bakery. And as the diner precedes ketchup, the easy order is called the all-around, which is mustard, onions, and relish.
Wow.
So you can just go in and say, give me 5 all-arounds, and they give you a sack, and you go, and you're eating,
and you're
in heaven.
Well, it's congratulations to the lovely family who runs the place. It's been around for a long time. It's a great spot. We're going to do another diner segment coming up soon. And that, of course, is Matt Robinson joining me, Jordan Rich, all part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.